Congressman Jim Jordan is hoping to become House Speaker when voting resumes today. Jordan's reputation as a firebrand is an asset to his supporters, but for his detractors, it is a liability. NPR's Sarah McCammon tells us more from Jordan's district in Central Ohio.
When you ask about her congressman, Jim Jordan, Linda Sutlig doesn't hold back.
Don't like him at all. He doesn't do anything for us at all. He just yells and screams and causes trouble.
Sutlig was enjoying breakfast at Lulu's Diner in Lima, Ohio on Tuesday. She says Jordan should focus on improving health care and the economy at home. As a Democrat, Sutlig is in the minority here. Jordan won re-election in 2022 with nearly 70% of the vote. Blake Kenner of nearby Bell Fountain can understand why Jordan enjoys that level of support.
I like him as a person. I know him. I've met him.
Kenner is a retired cop, now a school resource officer. When it comes to Jordan, there's one thing he can't get past, though.
I think it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth on the January 6th incident.
Kenner was dining at QP, a popular burger joint in Lima, earlier this week. He says he's concerned about Jordan's involvement in the rally led by former President Donald Trump on January 6th.
That incident turned my stomach. I saw police officers trying to do their job and being fought by their own citizens. For anyone to support it is sickening.
Back at the diner, Russell Blue, who lives in a rural area in Jordan's district, has no issue with his reputation as a right-wing rabble-rouser.
Oh, I think he's a bulldog. He's got some good ideas.
The bigger concern for Blue is the Republican Party's inability to come together.
Why can't you guys agree at least once or twice? We don't have time for this.
As long as Republicans can't choose a speaker, Congress can't function, even as they face the looming prospect of a government shutdown in less than a month. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Lima, Ohio.